T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But now it's time for our weekly visit with Chris Powell, who's with the Journal Inquirer. That's with an I. You can find him online. And hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good morning, Ray.
I'm just very thrilled today.
Thrilled?
Yeah. Michael Avenatti has a pack.
Oh.
I've already given him money. I mean, I'm ready for this guy.
Yeah, well, I never get invited to his clients' parties, so.
Who are his clients? Oh, Stormy is not invited. You haven't gotten a note from. She was. Oh, by the way, she was in New York yesterday. I was saying she's kind of disappeared from the news, but she was actually at the pornographic museum in New York, which fits, doesn't it? That's not the official name, but I can't remember what it is. So anyway, Chris. All right. You know, I was talking earlier this morning, and I actually found it really pleasant after seeing the carnage that results from some of these ads we're seeing, particularly for the top of the ticket, that, in fact, Sean Wooden actually has kind of a nice commercial. It's pleasant.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, Ray, and it aggravated me a little bit.
Why?
Because you know, he's touting himself in that commercial as being so economical, and yet, you know, wasn't he presiding over the Hartford City Council when they decided that they could spend $50 million on a stadium to steal the Britain's team with, and the stadium ended up costing $80 million.
Well, yeah.
And it was all spent, you know, on the eve of the city's bankruptcy, which was averted only because the governor decided to assume the city's permanent debt for $500 million payable to, you know, chargeable to you and me. And this guy is the
he turns
the
out
king
lights.
Of efficiency.
He turns out lights. Come on. Watches the thermostat. Come on. He does all that stuff at home. By the way, you know, you're kind of harsh on my buzz here, but you know, I was very.
You brought it up.
Well, I know I did, but now but he's saying that he fought Eddie Perez and who was the mayor, last mayor? Can't even remember his name.
Oh, the guy's now the official for the labor claims.
He's a nice guy.
Sure. But you know, when the big issue came, we're bankrupt, but we've got $50 million for a stadium, and we're going to build this stadium so we can screw New Britain.
Terrible. I can't remember this guy. This is awful. Because I met him a million times. Oh, well, it'll come to me. All right, so let's go back to commercials. Because one thing you're talking about in one of your more recent pieces is the whole thing is, and Ned Lamont's in kind of a tough position in that. You know, I still think he, and certainly Stefanowski is trying to do it as hard as he possibly can, you know, basically linking him to, of course, Daniel Malloy. And so you're saying he tries to say it's a new start, and yet at the same time, if you look at what's going on beyond the commercials, it's pretty much same old, same old.
Yeah, Lamont is trying to set himself up as the candidate of both change and continuity. He's got this new commercial where he, you know, very forcefully says, you know, change starts now, but it came out on the day he got the endorsement of the Connecticut State Police Union, another state employees union that's endorsing the Democratic nominee, and the unions are not unanimously supporting Lamont in pursuit of change. They're unanimously endorsing Lamont because they figure he's going to go easier on them than Stefanowski. And of course, Lamont being the nominee of the Democratic Party, presumably he wants us to return a Democratic majority to the General Assembly. How the hell is that change? I mean, they've been running the show for in the legislature for decades.
Forever, yeah, since.
you know, he wants to be the candidate of these contradictory things, change and continuity. And, you know, he may pull it off. He just ought to be, questioned about it.
By the way, Pedro Segarra, sorry.
Yes.
Your Honor, I'm so sorry. I just forgot. There was kind of a blank in there for a couple of years. I just didn't know what I was doing. You know, the other thing is on the other side, yeah, you still have the, you know, somebody's doing the payday lender thing. But also they do have a more positive spot that he put up. I saw it last night where he's basically doing everything around the house, and he's got his wife and his daughter and everybody else playing along. It wasn't bad.
No, I guess they want to humanize Stefanowski against all the unsavory businesses
Payday he's Bob.
Associated with over the years.
Yeah, and then there's another one. I like the one with the why are we talking about ads? But it's the mother-daughter thing.
All the companies that are moving out of Connecticut, and the woman's talking to her college-age daughter who's interviewing for jobs out of state, and they're hoping that the Malloy clone does not get elected governor to, you know, keep driving jobs out of state. Well, it's a fair, if somewhat exaggerated point.
Hey, by the way, just very quickly, I mean, you know, let's talk about Richard Blumenthal because you did. And essentially, I guess he's adopted Napoleonic law now. You're guilty until proven innocent.
Well, that's the whole Democratic shtick in Congress now. I mean, the Kavanaugh and other judges will come and go, but you know, we hope that we're gonna have due process of law for you know, all time, and that's not what we got out of the Kavanaugh hearings. You know, we were told that all accusations of sexual misconduct have to be believed without question. You know, we can just go from accusation to sentence. We can skip trial. You know, it's not just the presumption of innocence.
Yeah.
It's all the statute of limitations as well.
Yeah.
You know, that has been a principle of civilized justice for you know, centuries, but not anymore. The left has become completely fascist in this respect.
Boy, there's a word that gets thrown around a lot these days, doesn't it?
Well, you know, the anti-fascists are fascists, and
Antifa?
They can commandeer the language so that you know you can't even criticize.
Well, see, that's Noam Chomsky. That's Noam Chomsky going to work there. You know, if I instead of calling it a swamp, we'll call it wetlands. That's kind of the way that works.
Yeah, it works.
And you know, instead of being jungle, it's now rainforest. I mean, you change the word you pay, change the perception. That's the way it works. Thanks, Noam. He appears at Central Connecticut, by the way, very frequently. It's 727. Well, okay, so go check him out. It's journalinquirer.com, journalinquirer.com. And once again, to Pedro Segarra, my deepest apologies. I'm sorry. Hey, thank you, Chris. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Ray.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.